So, why did you start theater in your life?
Why? I think because of the creative energy involved. And I spent a lot of years studying visual art, but when I discovered that you could actually paint with people, theater won.
That is an interesting way of putting it, painting with people. I like it. I think the thing I like about theater is how you learn from it, but then, like, it doesn't just teach people certain things. It teaches people to actually think about it for themselves and, like, start questioning things and finding their own answers. You know what I mean?
And that is precisely why I love theater.
I always say that I like theater, but I don't like drama. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I feel like just this high school thing, because this I started theater in high school. I didn't do it before now. So I think it's kind of like made me realize that people are crazy. Because if you really think about it and you use the whole Shakespeare thing of all the world's a stage, then technically this is just a script in our life. So why do you gotta improvise and complicate things?
Well, I've always said that we're all actors. We act all the time. We act for our parents, we act for our teachers, we act one way with our friends, another way in church. My idea is that the successful actors get paid for it, so why don't we all learn to do it the right way, and I think we'd all be a lot better off.
It would certainly help us as people. Because, like, not everybody can be an actress or an actor, but you can at least learn to use those skills that you earn and use them in real life.
Exactly.
The way I think of it is, like, childhood is like the dress rehearsal because you can make mistakes and you can, like, get back up and your parents support you through it and they're like, oh, it's okay. We'll give you another chance. You get more chances to do things. But then, like, once you hit, like, high school and you're like, hey, what am I gonna do in college? What am I gonna do with my life? You're just like, yeah, I'm not prepared. And it's kind of like the day before show and you're just like, I don't know my lines.
Not you.
You would be surprised. Remember that one play that we did in class, Ugly Princess and the Reluctant Dragon Boy?
Yeah.
I did not know any of the lines. I did not know any of the lines.
Well, you certainly did a good job of improvising.
It's because the character kind of reminded me of myself in a way. Because it's kind of just like quiet. And in middle school, I was so quiet. I don't know. It's kind of like I was really quiet and I talked to nobody and nobody liked me. And then I got to high school and it was kind of just like theater. And like the rainbow went off in my head.
Well, I think that's the proof of my theory right there. It changed your life. It helped you to communicate.
It really did. I don't know where I would be, honestly.